The epistle appointed to be read for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3. Brethren, be ye followers of me, and observe them who walk so as you have our model. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, but our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will reform the body of our lowness, made like to the body of his glory, according to the operation whereby also he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and most desired, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beg of Evodia, and I beseech Syntyche, to be of one mind in the Lord, and I entreat thee also, my sincere companion, help those women who have labored with me in the gospel with Clement, and the rest of my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, behold, a certain ruler came up and adored him, saying, Lord, my daughter is even now dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus, rising up, followed him with his disciples, and behold, a woman who was troubled with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she saith within herself, If I shall touch only his garment, I shall be healed. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, Be of good heart, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus was come into the house of the ruler and saw the ministers and the multitude making a tumult, he said, Good, give place, for the girl is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. And when the multitude was put forth, he went in and took her by the hand. And the maid arose, and the fame thereof went abroad into all that country. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. If I shall touch only the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I would like to begin my sermon, my dear people, by telling you about a king and a servant. The king was Louis XIV. The servant was a servant in his court. Now, one day, this servant approached the king and asked him a favor. Now, this man frequently approached the king and was usually well received by him. However, on this day when he approached King Louis XIV and he made known his request, which was rather urgent, Louis XIV angrily responded, Are you asking me again for something? Do you ever stop? At these words of the king, the man hung his head down and walked away saddened and disappointed. The gospel for the Mass today presents to us another king and another servant. The king is our Lord Jesus Christ. The servant is the woman troubled with the issue of blood. And you know, there are some who say that this woman with the issue of blood is actually Saint Veronica. The same Saint Veronica whom tradition says, in spite of the soldiers and the rabble, approached our Lord on that first Good Friday, removed her veil, and wiped his bruised and blood-stained face. And you know, that same tradition says that after the ascension of our Lord, Saint Veronica went to Rome, and she gave that veil which bore the countenance of Christ. She gave it to Pope Saint Clement, who is mentioned, by the way, in today's epistle. The veil is now kept with the spear of St. Longinus in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. But according to the gospel, she had been suffering from this malady for 12 years. She was among the multitude that thronged our Lord as he walked down the street of Capernaum. She did not dare directly present herself to him like other sick persons had in the past. But rather, as we read in the gospel with the greatest of confidence, she said to herself, "If I shall only touch his garment, I shall be healed." Drawing near to him, and we can only imagine the scene. For if you understand, our Lord was thronged. It was a mob of people that surrounded him. And they wanted to just touch him. They wanted to see him. They wanted to hear him. And within that crowd of people, this dense, thick crowd, she went down on her knees, as it were, we are made to understand, and just reached through the legs of all these people around him and just grabbed hold of the hem of his garment. And after she had done this, our Lord stopped. He stopped walking. He turned. And St. Luke actually tells us, or St. Mark actually tells us, he said, "Someone has touched me." And seeing this woman as she came forward then, as she was discovered, he said to her, "Be of good heart, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." And St. Matthew says the woman was made whole, that is, she was cured from that hour. Unlike King Louis XIV of France and so many other temporal kings and rulers, our divine King in heaven is always willing to hear us. He is always ready to listen to our prayers. And he answers them. He never lets a prayer go unanswered. He answers the prayer, though, according to his eternal wisdom. He is so good that he desires with an infinite desire that we approach him, that we call upon him in all our spiritual and all our temporal needs. Too often, my dear friends, we turn to ourselves when we are overwhelmed, when we are buried, as it were, with duties and responsibilities, with difficulties and crosses that arise. We bury ourselves, so to speak, in our own anxiety. We forget to turn to him. We forget to pray. And you know, it actually grieves him when we don't pray to him with confidence. It is therefore when we do not approach him that he is displeased with us, because he never wearies from hearing from each and every one of us. As Louis XIV eventually became weary of one of his favorite servants. We must then approach our divine Savior like the woman in the gospel who, as I have said, some hold was Saint Veronica. She approached him with great faith. She approached him with great confidence. She spoke no request. She made no petition. And yet our Lord said to her, "Be of good heart. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Thus was the Sacred Heart of Jesus moved by her faith and confidence. He thus bestowed upon her the grace and favor she desired. When we approach our Lord, my dear friends, that is when we pray. We must pray with faith and confidence. Confidence means trusting in God, that he will hear us, that he will answer our petition. But with this confidence, I must tell you, there must be as well a patient resignation to God's will. Our Lord Himself taught us how to pray with confidence and resignation in the Garden of Gethsemane as He lay prostrate on the ground, bathed in a bloody sweat. He said, "Father, if it's possible, let this chalice, that is, lest this cross, pass from me. But nevertheless," He said, "not as I will, but as you will." If what we ask for is not good for us, God, in His great love and mercy, will not grant it. For He will only grant what is best for us. But still, again, my dear friends, the prayer is not wasted. Our Lord is pleased. So how we must then ever approach Him with faith, how we must approach Him with confidence, and to ensure that our petitions have the greater power in His sight, we must offer them to Him through Our Lady. And the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Church calls her the Gate of Heaven. And that means everything to our Lord goes through her, the Gate of Heaven, and everything from Christ passes through her. Saint Bernardine of Siena once said, "Since the Incarnation, no one has received any grace from God but through the hands of Mary." Because Christ came to us through her, and we must go to Him through her. Let us then pray with confidence, even as we place our requests, our petitions, in the pure hands of Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.